Encounters with the darkness are not always single tragic events. For some, encounters with the darkness are all too frequent. Consider the case of Miss Bree, who gives us a glimpse into what she calls her nocturnal second life. Blue lining. A closed door. Sweat. Shock. Fascination of neurons embedded. Fear of this familiar unknown. Head on a swivel as my body lay paralyzed. Always near 3 a.m. A diurnal creature, cocooned in stillness as nocturnal forces begin to play. Dust settles, heavy, so peaceful, so loud, alluring, foreign. Shadow man, towering over me. Are you here to inflict benevolence or fright? You have no face, no expression. My constant beads of sweat should mean terror this time, while my body works in alien ways, different than when I wake. Transfixed on my soul, peeling away from my flesh suit, peering down at the shadow being, clarity, a dim blue light traces my physical capsule as he points to my body. He says nothing, though I feel like I've just been kissed by a cool breeze on a 90-degree day. It's not my time yet, peaceful as it may, that maybe, just maybe, I could receive the deep sleep and quiet mind I long for, a vacation from the mania. Shadow man, my protector, so enticing, like death, comforting as a little one hugged by her mom for the very first time. Here I come, descending down, down, like being controlled by gentle scorn, eyes open, as is my door, as morning is here again.